Friends in Christ Jesus, Pastor Vern usually begins with a little story or something, so I'm going to share a pet peeve that I have this time of year. It's the fact that people prepare for Christmas earlier all the time. Those Christmas songs are on before Thanksgiving. Now, my wife is good enough to leave them off in the car when I'm riding with her. It just continues. The Hallmark Christmas movies before Thanksgiving. I really have an issue with that. Can you tell? And even getting out the Christmas tree before Thanksgiving. But being a good husband, I drag it out of the garage and put it up. Probably not the most joyful husband, but it's up, and my wife can decorate it. And then there are all those preparations for Christmas that are done before Christmas. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Christmas cookies already made at our house weeks ago for immediate family gathering here in O'Fallon and then off to Hutchinson with the family for the weekend after Christmas. There's so much that needs to get done. And you women, you have the most work of all. I know. There's Christmas presents to buy, to wrap, cookies and other things to bake. The decorations, well, some of us men help a little with that from time to time. Not very much, though. You women have a lot to do. And I'd like to share with you tonight that Christmas is more than about cards and presents and gifts and food. Christmas is about peace. And there was a star, and you can see the top part highlighted also on your bulletin cover. In our midweek sermon series, we're covering the star. And the first highlighted point is the point of peace. That's what we need in all the preparations for Christmas that sometimes tire us out, or at least you women, maybe not always us men. The gift of peace comes through the birth of Jesus, the Word of God, yes, Word made flesh, gives us peace. So that's what our message is about this evening. That peace that Christmas brings and that the wise men were looking for when they followed that star. We begin by focusing on that first point of the star on the screen and on your bulletin. And that point emphasizes possessions. Possessions is how many people seek peace. From them, getting ready for Christmas means purchasing things or maybe making them for themselves. For them, Christmas is only getting the right stuff. Cards, decorations, presents, gifts, and the list goes on. Food. Possessions are the top point of the star. We know, though, that from our experience that possessions don't always satisfy, do they? Take those young children. We got a 1- and a 3-year-old grandchildren. And we know from experience, as you other grandparents and parents, that after the children have those new toys a while, they either forget about them or they get broke. Those possessions let them down. Some of their toys, yeah. St. Paul directs our emphasis on possessions, or from possessions, to the true source of peace, contentment. This is what he writes in 1 Timothy 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. Our loving Heavenly Father helps us to realize that acquiring more things, whether at Christmas time or at other times of the year, whether for ourselves or for others, does not give us godliness with contentment, great gain. The Greek word here means contentment or self-sufficiency. We had that word in our early Wednesday men's Bible study a while back. Usually we think of self-sufficiency as kind of a negative term because as Christians we're dependent on God, we're not self-sufficient. But this is a self-sufficiency that comes from God and from the peace he gives. Paul includes it also in his times of suffering and hardship, peace, contentment. Let me compare it to our Heavenly Father who's watching over us. It's kind of like a couple kids on a sled coming down a snow-covered hill. Sounds like fun. But at the bottom of the hill, there's a pond that hasn't quite frozen over. And Dad is there to catch the kids before they go into the cold water. And our Heavenly Father is somewhat like that. He is there to catch us before we end up putting too much emphasis on our possessions and we, so to speak, drowned with them. They can be dangerous too. So our Heavenly Father stops us with love and knowledge of the dangers that they pose for us. Not that they're bad in themselves, but potentially they have that possibility, I guess. Other words of St. Paul tell that story too. But those who desire to be rich and fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Our Heavenly Father is kind of the person that rescues us from going into the drowning pond. He rescues us from ruin. The word plunge here is only one other time in the New Testament. It's when the disciples are in the boats, two boats, and they have all these fish they're bringing in, the miraculous catch of fish that Jesus brought about. And they have to let some of the fish go or they'll plunge. That's the word that's used there into the water, their boats. Just like the plunging into ruin and destruction by failing to look to Jesus as the source, the deepest source of our well-being and of our peace that passes understanding. Besides catching us before we plunge into that ruin and destruction that Paul talks to Timothy and us about, he provides us with food and clothing and shelter. All that we need for our houses, our garages, our yards, you name it. And that's why St. Paul could be content in his life, no matter what came his way. He reminds us that God, our Heavenly Father, gives us his Son, leading us by the light of the star and his Spirit. The most important gifts of Advent, Christmas, and every other time of the year are the light of that star, the salvation and the newborn king, the everlasting king, the prince of peace that we talked about earlier in the service, and his Spirit that's always with us. Imagine the peace of those wise men when they saw the star from a distance. By God's gift of grace, they knew that star was special. They knew the knowledge that a newborn king was to be born, king of the Jews, they later discovered, the Messiah that had been promised. And so they continued on their journey, just as we continue. And the star of hope and faith of Jesus continues to guide us on our journey of life. They simply followed, and then they brought their meager gifts to the Christ child. They didn't come for possessions or wealth. They came to give. But you catch from that passage in Matthew 2, they first gave themselves. They worshiped him. And that's the important thing about us. In each day, the beginning of each day, the end of each day to give of ourselves. The star still shines. It guides us every Advent and the rest of the year, the rest of the journey of our life. And its bright point calls us to look to our treasure, an everlasting treasure of contentment and peace. The planets and the stars move around and the clouds come and go. Certain stars are fixed in their places. But the star, as was fixed in its place and guiding them, was that star leading the wise men to the birth of the baby Jesus at Bethlehem. Our deep peace, our lasting peace, comes from the star and its lasting treasure. So I invite you in this season of Advent and Christmas to follow the Magi who saw the star in the sky and were content with a deep peace that surpassed all of their other sorts of peace, the possessions and well-being that they had. And to be with us, this peace of God, on our journey every day. Magi saw only the star, but we have Jesus and his presence with us every day. We get up in the morning, think about that star of peace, Jesus, the birth, Jesus, the child of Bethlehem, guiding us from the heavens. The greatest gift, the treasure above all gifts. That's the reason for the season. That's why we carry on with our Christmas preparations. Though they may be exhausting at times, they reflect more than just a love of things, of possessions. They reflect our love of our Savior and those whom he has placed in our lives. They are not the ultimate. They are expressions of the ultimate in God's star or spirit, his peace that works through us. In conclusion, the wise men found their greatest gift, peace and treasure, in Jesus. They responded by giving him gifts, first worshiping him, as I said. May we do the same each day as we remember the star and prepare for Christmas. The star reminds us of that Savior's birth before us, guiding us to celebrate the gifts of the season, the decorations, the food, the cards, but most of all, the Savior. Not just on Christmas Eve and day, but every day. He's the one who has already come and made us his own for life and for eternity. Thanks be to God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, continue to keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the light of the world, the Savior, our Savior, now and for eternity. And the people of God said, Amen. Once more. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Amen.